This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. That's MDR.com and 800-637-8227. I recommend their star product, MDR Vital Factors. Vital Factors will give you natural energy, a strong immune system, and a positive outlook. You'll feel better and stay healthier. Go to vitalfactors.com or call 800-MDR-TABS and tell them Joey sent you for a discount. So go to vitalfactors.com and use the code J-O-E-Y for a 20% discount or call 800-637-8227.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our life these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day. It really works.
You've got passes to the Air Museum, open 10 to 5, hangar doors wide open, operating as an outside museum. The Saturday outside program, O Canada, tribute to the Royal Canadian Air Force. Warbird rides start at $195. Book them online. There's a blood drive coming up. Go to the website at palmspringsairmuseum.org for the date. There will be free admission for donors. And the rest of the information is lstream.org. You've got a gift certificate to Aspen Mills Bakery. They are open normal hours. They have takeout and delivery open. Lots of bread, baked goods, full lunches. They will deliver to your home or business free.
Hello, Joey pals. This is Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come and see us.
AspenMillsPS.com. You've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. We are open for lunch at 11 a.m. and dinner daily from 5 p.m. for patio dining. If you prefer staying home, we have curbside pickup or delivery by one of the 849 team members available. You can order takeout by calling 325-8490. Your safety is our priority. We have gone to great lengths to adhere to the guidelines for sanitation and safety. Details at 849.com. You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant, now open for outdoor dining, 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., featuring breakfast bowls, blackberry crepes, yum, and bacon avocado omelet, yum.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Check it all out at eatatelmers.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Lulu welcomes everyone back for safe, festive, and heated outdoor dining every day on the expanded Palm Canyon Drive patio or in the street-side bistro gardens. 327-5858. That's 327-LULU. Okay, Joey pals, all of those presents go to one person. Now, let me see. Larry Davis is coming up. He's got one child. Kurt doesn't have any. Does Kay Hammond have children? Do you remember? No? Okay, so we'll just take Joey's three and Larry's one. We'll take the fourth caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY. 323 on your mark. Get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number four, you'll win all of those wonderful things in kids and pets. Let me see if I can tell you what they are very quickly. I can. The Air Museum, Aspen Mills, 849, Elmer's, and Lulu's. Oh, it's so much food. And thank you for making this show what you have. We've been building up to Larry Davis, who always says, I'll wait. So he's out here at Forest Lawn, and I've come to him. So let's say hello to Larry Davis.
Hi, Joy. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming by today.
Well, it's Valentine's on so many levels. I mean, all year long, we wear red and eat chocolate. But tomorrow is special on several levels, good and bad. It's my grandmother's birthday, and it's Gypsy Hawk's birthday. And at your house,
It's Doug Davis's birthday, our son. He will be 47. Maybe
baby.
Tell him that. And I'm on my way after we talk up to see him and spend a couple days with him and look forward to that.
First Valentine's without Linda.
It is. It was a month ago, 3 months ago, excuse me, 2 days ago. And it's been difficult, as it is for anyone who has a loss and during this time and any time. But I asked Doug the other day, I said, how do you think I'm doing? He said, better than I thought you would be. And I thought, well, and I didn't go in a lot of depth with that because I'll be seeing him. But another friend of mine who's he does industrial counseling. He's an industrial psychologist, meaning he works with companies, and he worked with ours on training people and, you know, positive attitudes and all the things, you know, you do to make your relationships with your customers better. And he's become a friend, and he calls me about every 2 weeks, just checking in on you. And he called me this week, and he said, I think you're really doing well. He said, you don't sound morose, and you don't, you know. I said, well, I do cry once in a while, and something moves me. The commercial will move me, or being at home. That you're here in my office, and that's fine because I'm working. But at night at home, and on the weekends at home, I was telling our son Doug that I've never lived alone. When I was married at 19, I went from living at home to living with Linda, and lived with her for just 2 months shy of 50 years. And so the last 3 months is the first time I'm home alone. And it's, you know, it's not frightening. It's not unusual. Many people live alone. Our son lives alone. He's single and has a dog, and I have a dog. We both have pugs. But it's just every once in a while I think, well, I'm here by myself. And it's interesting that every once in a while I think, oh, I got to tell Linda this. And I'll walk into the bedroom and think, well, no, I can talk to her, you know, in kind of her spiritual sense. But I... you know, it takes a long time to, as we've talked before, it takes two of everything, two birthdays, two Christmases. Two Valentine's.
It may never go away, Larry.
Yeah, it'll never go away. But I mean, just to quit saying it's hard to believe, you know, it's, and it is, it's still hard to believe. I mean, even as ill as she was the last few weeks and months and the last 4 years, and having this debilitating birth defect all of her life, even. And we had all these years, and I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, I always thought I did well with our families, but it's even sharpened my sensitivity to what we do. And I've been doing this for 49 years, but it...
As long as you were married to her.
Yes, yes, and I... It is right after we were married, I got this... wonderful profession. And
I got something nice to tell you. Okay. I have a dear friend. I've probably told you about him before. Marty Wiviot. It rhymes with Marriott. Okay. And I've learned to spell it. He, when we used to have theaters, ran the Hollywood Pantages. Oh, okay. And he's one of four or five siblings. He doesn't have any children. And he has, I think, one sister left. And he's a night owl. He's an entertainer. So he... sleeps until 1 o'clock, and then he's up all night. That routine I used to be on too. When he wakes up, he texts his sister that he woke up, because there's no, they both live alone. Get it?
That is so interesting you should say that, because, you know, Sue Taylor, my administrative assistant, I said to her the other day, what if something happened to me at home and would anybody even know? And she said, well, I would. She said, if you don't show up to work by 8:30, I'm calling you. And she said, I know the key code to your house and the gate. And she said, I'll come looking for you. Or, you know, yes, we'll know. And I here again, it's because it's a whole new singleness to me. Now, you know, my neighbors, he's a single guy that's in his late 80s, and he's very functional and gets around and does, you know, he's always going places, having friends over. And I said, if you ever need anything, you know, let me know. And he said, I have your number. And he doesn't think a thing about it. But now I don't go outside without my cell phone. I don't, even if I'm in, you know, shorts and a T-shirt, I make sure I have my phone. I mean, if you slip and fell, you know, you don't want to be laying out there for a few days. Or
what's the dog's name?
Mochi.
Can we train Mochi and Sunny Cool Cat to alert 911 or something?
We could. And you know, I have a neighbor right next door, and she comes out on her. We live in Date Palm Country Club, and we have a common fence and big shrubs. But you can see through them enough to see who's there, but not enough to be nosy. And she's great. And she's single, a little bit older than I am. And we kind of check, you know, and I say, if you ever need anything, please call me. She says, well, you do the same. And that's taken on a new meaning because I never had that before. And so as I've talked so many times on your show, it's a different world, and it's different for me now because of the passing of Linda. And but while I miss her terribly, I know she's in a better place. And people always say that, but my faith is, and our faith is very strong, and that's very helpful to me. Do I miss her? Absolutely. Do I cry once in a while? Yeah, probably. And it's the funniest things that bring it on. A song. I heard an old song.
A television show.
A commercial.
Yes.
I was the Super Bowl. Did you see the commercial with the Clydesdale?
No, and I wait. I don't know how I missed that. That was the only one I wanted to see, and I knew it was going to make me cry, and I missed it.
It was the one.
I know what it was.
The guy raises a Clydesdale. And I was...
If you tell me about it, I'll tear up.
Okay, well, I won't, but you'll have to go on. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Yes.
I was a train wreck. I was watching it, and I'm going, and, you know, the little horse grows up and gets finally in the parade and recognizes it. He doesn't think he sees the parade. So it's just funny what does touch your heart.
You know what else I think about a lot? Because I'm a lot older than you.
Not a lot.
At 75, I've really, especially at night again, living alone in the house with Sunny Cool Cat. He wouldn't like that if I said that. I think back an awful lot more than I used to. I remember playing house and drawing pretend houses on the barn lot. You know what a barn lot is? Of the ranch up in Stockton. And some of them, actually, I always drew a house around a patio with like a Roman pond. Where do I live? In a house with a koi pond. I mean, all these things, but I think of them in great detail. Do you think I'm losing my marbles?
Well, I found some on the floor when you came in, so I think those are your marbles. They're not mine.
Do you do that?
I have dreamt some interesting things. Some past things, and nothing frightening, nothing weird, but yeah, some past memories. And on the 16th of January would have been our 50th wedding anniversary. And a couple of people said, oh, do you want to get together? And Linda's sister asked very kindly if I wanted to spend the day. And I said, you know, I think I just want to be by myself. So I took what I call the memory tour. I went to Riverside where we grew up, went to the Mission Inn where we spent our wedding night. Got out and walked in the lobby, which was totally empty. They had a couple people at the desk, and they asked if they could help me. I said, no, I spent my wedding night here 50 years ago tonight, and I was able to hold it together. But I went to the church we were married in, and it looks good for another 50 years on its, you know, under its belt, and went out to the house I used to live in, which sadly is just in a very depressed area. And then I went to the high school Linda and I went to, and out to the cemetery where some of her sister is and some of our relatives in Riverside, and then out to the house she was grew up in, and it looked very nice. She lived in a better neighborhood than I did. Then I went by, as I was leaving town, the old intermediate school I went to, and a couple other friends' houses and then back out of town. And it was, I was there for about 4 or 5 hours, and I felt good about it. It wasn't a big boo-hoo or crying time. It was good to kind of see somebody.
But wasn't she there in some sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I was in front of the church, and I did not take our wedding album, but I had it out at home, and I had looked at it that morning, and I looked at it again when I went home. And, she's always present with me. I looked at my wedding band, which I always wear, of course, and I took it off, and when I looked at it, I did not remember. I knew I had the dates on it. It said 1671, and you know, just letters in a dash, but it says LMW, Linda Marie Weibel, 2LCD, Larry Charles Davis. I forgot that our initials were in it. Yeah, and that was touching. And
Joey Pals, this is the kind of conversation you will sit here and have with Larry when you have someone you love pass, and Larry and the staff here at Forest Lawn take care of it with you. It's these kinds of conversations, and he'll help you structure your services. Somebody sent me an email the other day. I filed it under my funeral on my computer. And it says, when I was a little girl, we had one phone on the wall, and it was one long and two shorts, but it's all the things I lived like that. I'll send it to you. What are you doing now? Are you very busy?
Oh, we're very busy. Very busy. Three times the number of services we would normally have. It's not all COVID, but a lot of it is, or it's COVID related. I did get my second vaccine last Thursday.
Did you have it? I had mine last Wednesday. Did you have any repercussions?
On Friday at noon, it was like I hit a brick wall. I have never been so tired. All of a sudden, it was like a switch was flipped. And I had to attend a couple more conference calls, and then I went home at 4:30 and put the dog out, fed her, and put her in her kennel, and then I went to bed. I was so tired I couldn't sleep.
I'm that way every day. Well, our blessings to you, Larry Davis. ForestLawn.com. What's the phone number?
760-328-3112.
As my phone rings. Gotta go. Yeah, bye. Bye. Here comes the second installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Bones and scones, we're changing the look of our stores in anticipation of another new and innovative program to feed your pets in a healthy, creative way. Stop by and see the updated look while we answer your questions. Don't forget, you have options in addition to in-store shopping. We offer curbside pickup and local delivery. Bring your pet into our stores and we will create a meal plan that meets both nutritional needs and your budget. If you are afraid you may have to surrender your beloved pet due to financial concerns, you can't afford the food, please stop by any of our stores and we will help. Check it all out at that great website, Bones, the letter N, scones.com. Desert Water Agency asks, do you need help paying your water bill? Go to dwa.org/H2O. Qualifying customers can get $100 a year. Do you want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. DWA hosts monthly webinars on a variety of topics. Go to dwa.org/virtual to view various webinars or sign up for the latest one. Check it all out at, guess what, dwa.org. Just Fabulous wants you to know they have Tense watches, the original wood watch, handmade of sustainability sources, reclaimed wood from Canada. Japanese or Swiss movement, lightweight, scratch-resistant sapphire crystal with a 2-year warranty. Sold exclusively in Palm Springs at Just Fabulous. Check it all out at the letter B, BeJustFabulous.com.
Joey Pals, get your daytimers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to JoeyEnglish.com.
Okay, Joey Pals, come on back. We still have a whole nother hour together. Jay Sellers and Dr. Kevin Attenhofer and Kathy Hart. Come on back to me.